Ram Dunga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin. Now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged the European Union business community to double its investments in Zambia and strengthen partnerships with local enterprises. Speaking when he officiated at the ongoing EU-Zambia-Lobito Corridor Business Forum in Lusaka, President Hichilema has called on the EU to mobilize the reported gap of $600 million that ensure the full implementation of the Lobito Corridor. The head of state has expressed excitement that the corridor, the head of state has expressed excitement that the corridor will also result in the establishment of a cobalt processing plant in Mfulira, bringing value addition. President Hichilema has instructed the Zambia Development Agency, the Presidential Delivery Unit, and the European Union to provide him with a report and action plan at the end of the business forum on Friday.
So European investment businesses, you are in the right place. Just redouble your project, the size of your project. Increase them 2 times more, if not 3 times more. And I'm grateful for what the Vice President of the European Investment Bank said. This misperception you've been attributing, let's relook at the way we perceive Zambia and Africa as risk. And the opportunities around it, and the resource endowment we hold.
And EU Commissioner International Partnerships, Joseph Sikela, has pledged more investment capital into Zambia and the Lobito Corridor. Government has acknowledged reports of fuel shortages experienced across the country over the past few days, assuring the public that the situation is temporary. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has said government has put in place both short and long-term measures to address the disruptions and prevent a recurrence. Mr. Chikote has clarified that as of Tuesday, 11th November 2025, the country had 57,385,360 litres of diesel, 40,082,000 litres of petrol in reserve, emphasizing that the temporary shortages were due to logistical challenges rather than a depletion of fuel stocks. He has apologized for any inconvenience caused to the public and reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring a stable and reliable supply of petroleum products throughout the country.
The temporal supply disruptions were purely logistical and not as a result of depleted reserves. The ministry expects the situation to stabilize soon as normal fuel supply resumes across the country. Government apologizes to the public for the inconvenience caused and assures the nation of its continued commitment to maintain a stable and reliable supply of petroleum products throughout Zambia.
The government has revealed that between January and September 2025, a total of 8,463 motorcycles were registered, while 2,795 motorcycle-related crashes were recorded, resulting in 375 fatalities. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali said the figures indicate an upward trend in motorcycle-related accidents and fatalities, calling for a coordinated national response to curb the rising numbers. He said government is implementing several road safety measures, including education and sensitization campaigns in schools, communities, and through traditional leaders. Mr. Tayali has added that government is working with the Zambia Road Safety Trust, World Vision Zambia, GenGo, and Zambia Breweries to promote responsible riding and distribute helmets to riders across the country.
Between January and September 2025, a total of 2,795 motorcycle crashes were recorded across the country, 375 fatalities. During the period January to September 2025, a total of 8,463 motorcycles were registered. During the same period, 2,795 motorcycle-related road traffic crashes were recorded, resulting in 375 fatalities. The majority of these crashes occurred in urban and peri-urban areas, including Lusaka, Copperbelt, Northwestern, and Eastern Provinces.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has arrested seven suspects in a series of coordinated operations targeting cannabis cultivation and trafficking across the three provinces, Western, Wapula, and Lusaka. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere said the joint operations led to the seizure of over 1 ton of cannabis plants, loose cannabis, and cannabis seeds. Ms. Mawere has more details.
In Luapa District, Western Province, a joint operation involving DEC officers from Mombo and Kauma District resulted in the arrest of five suspects for illicit cultivation of 990 kilograms of fresh cannabis plant and trafficking in 56 kilograms of loose cannabis and 2.5 kilograms of cannabis seed. In a separate operation in Masa District, Luapula Province, one suspect was arrested for unlawful cultivation of 127.6 kilograms of cannabis plants, while 730.8 kilograms of abandoned cannabis linked to a suspect who is currently on the run was seized.
Indo-Zambia Bank and Zambia Airways have signed a memorandum of understanding enabling premier banking customers to enjoy exclusive discounts ranging from 5% to 10% on Zambia Airways flights. Bank Managing Director Brajesh Singh said the initiative is part of the bank's continued efforts to enhance the premier banking experience by rewarding customer loyalty and integrating lifestyle benefits into its service offerings. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Mr. Singh has noted that the collaboration stands as a strong example of intra-group partnership, promoting synergy, innovation, and shared value among companies under the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC.
This partnership with Zambia Airways builds on the strides we have already made in strengthening the premier banking value proposition. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, our Indo-Zambia Bank Premier Banking entitles customers to various benefits like dedicated Indo-private banker, access to Indo-Zambia Bank Premier Banking Suite, Visa Infinite Card, access to international airport lounges and spas, travel insurances, car rental services, other Visa Infinite benefits are also there, access to promotional rewards with partners, so many hotel partners.
And Zambia Airways Chief Executive Officer Thomas Voldesenbet has reaffirmed the airline's commitment to expanding its route network and strengthening its presence both locally and regionally, adding that the airline now operates flights to four regional and three domestic destinations.
Through this partnership, Zambia Airways will extend exclusive rates and a range of special ticket privilege to the bank's premier banking customers. The partnership reflects our ongoing commitment to enhancing the travel experience and strengthening relationships that bring lasting value to our customers. Distinguished guests, this agreement is not only about connecting cities, it's also about bringing together people, culture, economy, and providing vital links that support the flow of investment and tourism.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has reduced the monetary policy rate, MPR, by 25 basis points to 14.25% from 14.5% for the fourth quarter of 2025. Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kadiaria said the decision follows a continued downward trend in inflation which declined from 12.3% in September to 11.9% in October. Speaking during a media briefing, Dr. Kalyalia has explained that the reduction in the MPR is intended to influence lending rates